just 'cause he the thinking kind. Wore big glasses and reading all the time. He even started writing his own book about being a colored man living and working in Mississippi. Lord, that made me proud. But one night he working late at the Scanlon Taylor Mill, lugging 2x4s to the truck. Splinters slicing all the way through the glove. He too small for that kind of work, too skinny, but he needed the job. He was tired, it was raining. He slipped off the loading dock, fell down on the drive. Tractor trailer didn't see him and crushed his lungs before he could move. By the time I found out, he was dead. That was the day my whole world went black. Air looked black. Sun looked black. I laid up in bed and stared at the black walls of my house. Many came every day to make sure I was still breathing, feed me food to keep me living. Took 3 months before I even look out the window, see the world still there. I was surprised to see the world didn't stop just 'cause my boy did. 5 months after the funeral, I lifted myself up out of bed. I put on my